Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Strategic Customer Success Manager by Chad Hornfelt focuses on turning customer success work into a visible, measurable, and career-advancing discipline. Rather than treating the CSM role as reactive support or routine account coverage, the book frames it as a strategic function that shapes retention, expansion, and customer outcomes. It emphasizes executive-level thinking, tight alignment with business objectives, and deliberate planning across the customer lifecycle. Readers can expect guidance on how to prioritize the right accounts, run outcome-driven engagements, communicate value to stakeholders, and collaborate effectively with sales, product, and support. A central theme is professional growth, the skills, habits, and narratives that help a CSM demonstrate impact, earn trust, and progress into senior roles. Written for modern subscription and SaaS environments, the blueprint aims to help CSMs move from busy to influential, building a repeatable approach that benefits customers and makes their own contributions easy for leadership to recognize. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing customer success as a business-critical function. A core idea in the book is that customer success becomes powerful when it is treated as a revenue-adjacent, outcome-driven function, not a catch-all service desk. The strategic CSM connects day-to-day activity to the commercial engine, renewals, churn prevention, and durable expansion. This framing changes how you choose actions. Instead of responding to every request with equal urgency, you evaluate work by its impact on customer value realization and the health of the account. The book highlights the importance of understanding how your company makes money, how customers define success, and where adoption and usage translate into retention. With this mindset, a CSM can build plans that anticipate risks, surface opportunities, and create clarity for internal teams. It also raises the bar for how success is reported, not just tasks completed, but outcomes achieved and risk reduced. The broader benefit is credibility. When leadership sees customer success articulated in business terms, it becomes easier to secure resources, influence product priorities, and position the CSM role as strategic rather than purely supportive. Secondly, running an outcome-based customer lifecycle. The book emphasizes building a structured lifecycle that consistently moves customers from onboarding to meaningful outcomes. A strategic lifecycle is not a rigid checklist, it is a flexible framework that adapts to customer goals, maturity, and complexity. It begins with alignment, clarifying what the customer is trying to achieve, what success looks like, and what milestones indicate progress. From there, the CSM orchestrates onboarding and adoption with intentional pacing, ensuring stakeholders understand responsibilities, timelines, and dependencies. The approach encourages proactive cadence, such as regular business reviews and value check-ins, to keep momentum and prevent silent drift. It also stresses the importance of documenting outcomes and decisions so progress is visible to both sides. A key advantage of an outcome-based lifecycle is that it creates repeatability. You can identify leading indicators of risk, standardize interventions, and reduce reliance on last-minute saves. Over time, the customer experiences a coherent journey, and the CSM gains a reliable system for managing many accounts without sacrificing quality or strategic attention. Thirdly, prioritization, portfolio management, and high-leverage time use. Customer success teams often struggle with overload, and the book addresses this by pushing CSMs to manage a portfolio like an operator, not a firefighter. The strategic approach begins by segmenting accounts based on factors such as revenue potential, complexity, product fit, and risk signals. This segmentation guides how much time and what kind of engagement each account receives. High touch is reserved for customers where outcomes and relationships materially affect retention or growth, while scaled motions handle more transactional needs. The book also underscores designing your week around the highest leverage activities, stakeholder alignment, adoption barriers, expansion discovery, and risk mitigation. It encourages replacing scattered responsiveness with deliberate planning and clear boundaries, supported by playbooks and templates. Another important idea is distinguishing activity from progress. Meetings, emails, and follow-ups can fill calendars without moving customers forward. A strategic CSM sets measurable objectives for engagements and keeps conversations tied to milestones. This prioritization discipline not only improves customer results, it protects the CSM's energy and makes performance easier to demonstrate, which supports long-term career advancement. Fourthly, communicating value and building executive trust. The book positions communication as a differentiator that separates average CSMs from strategic ones. Executive trust is earned when you can translate product usage into business outcomes and present a clear narrative of value. That involves asking better questions, capturing baseline metrics, and connecting initiatives to the customer's priorities. The strategic CSM uses structured updates and business reviews to show progress against goals, highlight risks early, and propose next steps that align with the customer strategy. The emphasis is not on producing slides for their own sake, but on making decisions easier for stakeholders by presenting crisp options, trade-offs, and the rationale behind recommendations. Internally, strong communication includes upward visibility. Leadership should understand your book of business, your risks, and your wins without digging through raw data. This increases credibility and ensures that customer success is seen as proactive and accountable. The ability to speak the language of executives, including financial and operational outcomes, also supports expansion and renewal conversations because value is already established before commercial discussions begin. Lastly, career acceleration through strategic skills and visible impact. Beyond tactical guidance, the book is framed as a blueprint for increasing personal impact and advancing in a customer success career. It focuses on the skills that typically lead to senior roles, strategic thinking, stakeholder management, cross-functional leadership, and measurable execution. One theme is intentional professional positioning. A CSM should be able to articulate their operating model, the results they drive, and the unique strengths they bring to the organization. This includes tracking outcomes in a way that can be shared during performance reviews and promotion conversations, such as retention improvements, risk reductions, adoption milestones, and successful executive engagements. The book also highlights collaboration across departments, since customer success outcomes depend on product, support, sales, and marketing. The CSM who can coordinate these groups, clarify ownership, and drive alignment becomes a multiplier. Over time, this builds a reputation for leadership even without a formal management title. The result is a clearer path to growth, because you are not only doing the job, you are demonstrating a strategic approach that can be scaled and trusted. In conclusion, this book is best suited for customer success managers in SaaS and subscription businesses, as well as aspiring CSMs, team leads, and anyone transitioning from support, account management, or implementation into a more strategic post-sale role. Readers who feel busy but not recognized will especially benefit because the blueprint focuses on turning effort into outcomes that leadership can see and measure. By encouraging an operator mindset, the book helps you build repeatable customer motions, prioritize the right work, and communicate value in business terms. These habits can improve day-to-day effectiveness while also reducing stress, since you rely less on constant firefighting and more on planned, outcome-driven engagement. Compared to similar customer success books that emphasize general principles, this one positions the CSM role as a career platform. The emphasis on visibility, executive communication, and cross-functional influence makes it practical for advancement, not just customer management. It is worth buying if you want a structured approach you can apply immediately to your portfolio while also strengthening the narrative of your impact for promotions, compensation discussions, or a move into senior customer success leadership roles. If you would like to support Chad Hornfeld, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.